Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
I'm going to highlight Klaus Schwab's The Great Narrative soon, but wanted to discuss something else first with listeners. On the morning of October 31st, 2021, just a couple of months ago, I woke up feeling more tired than usual, and I simply chalked it up to not getting a good night's rest. On November 2nd, several days later, I woke up tired and also noticed I had a sore throat. I asked my wife as we woke if she recalled me snoring during the night. She indicated that she had not. Aside from the slight sore throat and the waking up a bit more tired than usual, I didn't really have any other negative effects, so I just kind of let it go. Well, as a few days passed, my sore throat remained, and so did the tiredness, which actually worsened. On November 11th, I began experiencing chills and a low-grade fever of just under 100 degrees. I recall that it only lasted part of that one day, though. I should also note here that my doctor had already prescribed a prophylaxis dose of hydroxychloroquine, HQC. The dose was one tablet twice, morning and evening, on one day, the same day every week. So I had already begun taking HQC Friday morning and Friday evening, a week or two prior to my tiredness and sore throat. Now, I also developed a cold that would not go away. Felt as though there was something in my throat that I just couldn't get rid of. I began taking over-the-counter medications that dealt with cold/flu symptoms, and that helped, of course, until the medicine wore off, and then I needed to take more. There were several times that I would take a full dose of NyQuil or Mucinex prior to going to bed and wake up 4 or 5 hours during the night to take another dose, so that I could sleep more soundly. Now, prior to all of this, I had already contacted America's frontline doctors, and through them, I was put in touch with their pharmacy, Honeybee, and I conferenced through them with an actual doctor and was prescribed ivermectin, which for me turned out to be 5 3-milligram tabs twice weekly for 4 weeks. I'm currently on my third week right now. The ivermectin was sent to me through the mail, and my insurance company wasn't involved since I paid for everything up front, the doctor's conference as well as the ivermectin. I had done this prior to my own doctor prescribing HQC. It simply took a great many weeks for the medicine to arrive, and I wasn't even sure it was going to arrive, which is why I contacted my own doctor about HQC. Because apparently everybody in America was trying to get hold of some ivermectin in the eventuality that they came down with COVID. But apparently few believed the negative press that Fauci, the CDC, and others were saying about ivermectin. Let's get it straight. Yes, it is a horse dewormer, right? But that was not its first and original use. It has been approved for treatment in humans for decades, and it has antiparasitic as well as antiviral properties. That's being denied today. But people are entitled to believe what they would like to believe. Trying to get ivermectin through frontline doctors now is exceedingly difficult because of the wait time. And I understand some folks are actually being told that they cannot help them due to the wait times. My suggestion would be for folks who want to take this route to go with a company called Push Health. And that should be available in the App Store for both iPhone or Android. Well, at any rate, on November 14th, I began using ivermectin because my general symptoms at that point were the following: very fatigued, sore throat, constant cough, constantly having to clear my throat, congestion, pain in my chest, weakness, irritability, inability to concentrate, fever/chills, which lasted about one day, and a complete loss of smell. Now, previous to all this, I'd had an ongoing pain in my chest that I wasn't really sure what it was from, but it really could have been early signs of COVID. I did not go in and have a PCR test to tell me that I was sick. I knew I was sick. I knew I either had a cold, a flu, or some general virus and possibly COVID. If I went to be tested, I would be told, oh, poof, yes, you have COVID, and then told to go home and quarantine. And by the way, Graphene oxide is in those long swabs that they stick up your nose and tickle your brain with, and I'd rather avoid graphene oxide altogether and leave it for use in creating brake pads for vehicles. That's just me. The loss of smell for me was seriously annoying. It's not simply loss of smell, but loss of taste as well, since both obviously work together. My sense of smell was gone for nearly 3 weeks total. It's not back completely yet either. Each day, I would open the small jar of Vicks Vapor Rub and inhale deeply. Most of the time, I couldn't smell anything from the jar. I did notice that the same day I began taking ivermectin, I started feeling better later that day. Now, someone's going to come along and argue, well, that was a placebo effect, Fred. And since I was expecting it to do something good, so it did. Well, actually, I had no idea what it would do. There have been too many times I've taken doctor-prescribed medication for high blood pressure or something else, only to break out in hives or a rash or have some other negative side effect. And certainly I wasn't expecting that, and that often kept me from continuing to take that particular medication. They'd have to switch me to something else. So I really didn't know what ivermectin would do in my body. But by the next day, even though I felt good later that day, I began to feel weak, fatigued, and congested again, and also had my ever-present cough and constant clearing of my throat. My next dose of ivermectin would be Wednesday, since my first dose had been Sunday. Well, I continued taking over-the-counter medications, along with current supplements, including Dr. Zeb Zelenko's Z-Pack, which is vitamin C, quercetin, vitamin D, and zinc, formulated into one capsule, two capsules per day. What amazed me is that even though I knew I was sick from something, I was in the process of training daily for a new job that the Lord had provided. I was training in person several hours each morning, and then on top of that, had to spend hours studying to learn all the material. There were times in the afternoon that I would just nod off while trying to study because of the fatigue that I was experiencing and the fogginess in my head, but I managed to push through it all with the Lord's help, I'm sure, and I continued to press on. Now, as I write this, it is December 1st, and I can honestly say that I am over most of whatever it was that I had, and I'm almost assuredly convinced it was COVID. My smell has returned for the most part, though it's not here 100% yet. My cough is not nearly as persistent as it was, and the congestion is nearly gone. Now, of course, added to this illness is my annual bout with molds in the environment due to allergies, so that doesn't help either. If I were to categorize COVID for me, I'd have to say that it is worse than a cold, but not as bad as the flu. I never felt that I needed to stay in bed to recover. I never even got close to the point of going to the hospital or thinking I should. And in general, though the symptoms were somewhat annoying, I was able to carry on with my life and do the things that I needed to do. Now, it's interesting because my wife had COVID in August, and she actually has the antibodies to prove it through a blood test the doctor took. And next time I check in with our doctor, I'm going to ask for that blood test as well. But regardless, I know I had something, a cold, the flu, COVID, whatever. It was definitely an illness. Now, in my wife's case, her COVID symptoms were different from mine. She had some of the same symptoms I had and have, but she also had a few different ones. She had burning eyes. She said it was very painful. As far as her congestion goes, there were several days, 2 or 3 days, where breathing for her was difficult, as though she had this large weight on her chest. We have a nebulizer, and we used it often with Dr. Mercola's protocol, and it helped immeasurably. I would highly recommend having one of those on hand, not a battery-powered nebulizer, but a plug-in nebulizer, because they're more powerful. My wife had chills and a low-grade fever, but her fever was just a bit higher than mine. Now, overall, she treated herself with just over-the-counter meds, and she also had an antibiotic on hand, as we did not have either HQC or ivermectin at that point. It was interesting to see that though my wife had COVID, I don't believe I got it from her. I never felt sick or ill at all while around her, even though she was clearly sick. I didn't get anything right away. She got it way at the beginning of August, and she finished up with it at the end of August, first part of September. I mean, I didn't get anything until the very end of October. And I think I know where it came from. She had this terrible cough that, and by the way, the person I'm talking about right now is the person who trained me for the new job I'm doing. And that's where I think it started. She had this terrible cough that she said was acid reflux. Well, to me, it sounded like COPD, frankly, but I'm not a medical professional. She would cough until she couldn't breathe, really. It turned into this huge wheeze and then her trying to get her breath. And so I asked her, I said, well, do you have any medication for that? And she said, well, she did, but she never remembered to take it. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's not good. But anyway, as we talked, I also learned that she had been double vaxxed. So in spite of what many vaxxed people think, it's not the vaxxed necessarily that spread COVID. The vaxxed are very capable of spreading COVID, getting COVID, and we're learning that getting the vax is no guarantee that the person who got it can't get or spread COVID. So I think that's where it came from, because it was shortly within a number of days after starting to be trained by this woman that I started getting sick. So when our doctor was talking to my wife about the antibodies that she has to COVID, she noted that my wife has antibodies against all the proteins in the COVID virus. We don't often hear about all of them. We hear about the spike protein. Well, that's just one. So here our doctor is saying, my wife, according to the blood test, has antibodies for all the proteins in COVID, not just the one. And it's also interesting that our doctor, by the way, has not had the vax. I point blank asked her and has no plans to have it. The family who owns the clinic she works at has not handed down a vax mandate for staff. And our pharmacy is also a small family-owned pharmacy, so they're free to simply fill doctors' prescriptions, unlike corporate pharmacies and hospitals. My suggestion to people who are hearing this or reading this, if you're over at studygrownoblog.com, is to find a doctor who works in a family-owned clinic or an independent practice, and then find a pharmacy that's also independent or family-owned, because they won't have CEOs of these large corporations handing down these mandates, dictating what they can and cannot fill. I think it's ridiculous that a pharmacy can override a doctor's prescription. But anyway, interestingly enough, by the way, we're talking about the vaccine mandate. A federal judge in Louisiana just yesterday, I believe it was, extended the block on President Biden's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers throughout the U.S. Here's a quote. U.S. District Judge Terry Dowdy's preliminary injunction comes one day after a federal court in Missouri temporarily halted the mandate in 10 states. Judge Dowdy, a Trump appointee, prohibited the administration from enforcing the mandate in other states while litigation continues in the case filed by a coalition of 14 Republican state attorneys general. So that's interesting news. France and now Austria, in other news, are actually mandating vaccines for everyone in those nations. Now in Austria, 1 in 3 people have not been vaxxed, but apparently the powers that be in Austria are saying that's going to change by February 1st. And for people who are not vaccinated, they will be assessed fines for not complying. Austria is also going into full lockdown again. The island of Gibraltar is going into full lockdown, even though almost, if not 100%, almost 100% of the people there are vaxxed. So where is COVID coming from? Isn't Gibraltar an island? Well, anyway, I'm glad I live in the USA, where the Constitution is still upheld, at least for the most part, for now. How many people ran to the hospital in the past every time they had a cold or the flu? How many ran to get a vaccine? How many social distance and or masked up during those previous times of the flu and the colds and other outbreaks? How often did people run to get tested to confirm whether or not they had a cold or the flu? They knew. It's part of life. You try to take care of yourself and be as healthy as possible, and then illness comes. And when it does, hopefully it won't be as bad as it could be, and the person's immune system ultimately works and takes over and helps heal the person, sometimes with medications. They've never successfully created a vaccine that has eliminated either the common cold or the flu, but supposedly COVID is so deadly you have to be tested to know if you have it, and then must take a vax that has not been fully authorized, but continues to be experimental and emergency use authorization only in order to be protected against COVID. Except that the vax doesn't protect from contracting it or spreading it. And immunity, such as it is, lasts maybe 3 to 4 months and is based on one of the proteins, not all of them, and then you're going to need another booster. Does that sound like fun to you? Does that sound like this is really scientific? Something is wrong. And I'm glad to see more and more people waking up on a daily basis in spite of the fact that more and more people, unfortunately, are dying from complications after they receive the vax. As tragic as it all is, unfortunately, maybe that's what's really beginning to wake people up. Well, I appreciate you. I thank you for joining me. Thank you for your critical thinking. Thank you for your desire to know the Lord's will. Thank you for relying on Him and going to Him with your questions and your concerns and your trust in Him that He will bring His knowledge and wisdom and guidance to you. So I pray that until we meet again, the Lord might open your eyes to show you how blessed you are in Him.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.